Petersburg residents Sunny Rice and Gina Esposito are at the Trading Union grocery store downtown. They're setting up what they call a bag tree, a place where people can borrow reusable cloth bags when they forget theirs at home. It kind of looks like a tall coat rack, but with cloth bags hanging all over it. The idea of the bag tree is like the Kids Don't Float program at the harbors with the PFDs. You use one when you need it and return it when you can.
Well, we want to save some of these, right?
Goes.
Yeah, let's save some. If it gets empty, you can put more.
The two women are digging into a cardboard box, pulling out dozens of reusable cloth bags and hanging them on the bag tree. Rice and Esposito are volunteers with the Plastics Group in Petersburg, which is trying to bring awareness to the community about single-use plastics. They spoke with me more about the project.
We're thinking that there are lots of people out there that want to use reusable bags, but they just forget them. We've heard people say that a lot, and we're sort of racking our brains about what we could do to help people with that problem. And we thought, this is a small town. Let's just try something like the Kids Don't Float, or they do Lime Bikes in Seattle where people can borrow them and return them. And so we got a little money to buy some bags, and Scott Roberge and Gina designed this tree to hold the bags, and we're hoping people will, when they forget their reusable bags, will borrow ours and shake them out or clean them out if they get dirty and then bring them back, and we as a community together will start using fewer single-use plastic bags.
Yeah, we chose the color blue kind of, you know, to represent the ocean, and because generally this whole year we've been focusing on marine plastic and keeping our oceans clean. Living in Petersburg, we rely on the ocean for our fishing community. We've just been trying to focus on single-use plastics and do what we can do to encourage people and educate them this year on alternatives to using single-use plastics. And Barry at TU has been really awesome at encouraging folks over the years to also use cloth bags.
You're talking about Barry Morrison, the manager of TU?
Yes. Yeah, he's been really great to work with. We've installed this at the bottom of the stairs when you first walk in to TU, the grocery store, so it's highly visible.
People, and it's all free. The bags are free, and people could just borrow them if they need them and bring them back when they can.
Yep. That's how we're hoping it would be used, and that people aren't shy. They go ahead and use them, and they can also, if you have extra cloth bags, feel free to hang a few on this tree for other people to use. And we just hope that we kind of, as a community, can keep it going and kind of all sort of be stewards of it.
And this is kind of the grand finale of a year of effort to try to bring awareness of plastics to Petersburg.
Yeah, we've been doing stuff in the elementary schools, and we've been doing things out for the public. We started out way back in October with the film A Plastic Ocean to raise people's awareness, and we've been taking New Year's resolutions, pledges for people to use less plastics, and this is sort of the one big project that's trying to really break down those barriers that people might have to doing the right thing and using reusables as opposed to single-use plastics.
Yeah, to actually like maybe change some habits, because I think that people always have good intentions, but habits are just hard to break. I mean, you know, even me, who's really conscious of it, I forget stuff sometimes. I sometimes have to use a plastic bag now and then because I forget. But, you know, this just makes it a little easier.
How has the response been from the community since you've been doing this through the fall and winter and the spring?
At the school, we've been doing some activities monthly with all of the classes, trying to talk to kids about marine plastic, marine trash, alternatives to using single-use plastic. And the school and the teachers it's been really great. The kids, for them, it's a no-brainer. They totally get it. They haven't formed those hard habits, you know. They are way more open to it. And I think that the fact that we've done it throughout the year, we're not just doing one thing. And there's been sort of this continuity throughout the year. People have been really responding to this momentum. And at the same time, a lot of businesses have been doing their part as well. And actually, businesses like TU here, Barry here at TU, Lisa Nielsen with Love and Matter, and other businesses have already been very proactive in their use of cloth bags or promoting alternatives to single-use plastic. Mindy Anderson at Salty Pantry, if you bring your own container, and then Lee's has changed from doing plastic bags to paper. So really, I think there's just an awareness that's going on right now, not just with us, but you know, in our community, and then obviously nationwide as well.
Gina Esposito and Sunny Rice are part of the Plastics Group in Petersburg. Last year, they received a nearly $2,000 grant to kickstart the project from the Petersburg Community Foundation. They're trying to bring awareness to the issue of single-use plastics, and marine debris. The group plans to continue their efforts next fall. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.